And injured in the opening period, sandwiched by a couple of Beavers. Not sure if he'll be able to return here tonight or not. And we've mentioned, Paul, this is the first of six straight games on the road for the Badgers. Last time they played six in a row on the road, they actually played seven in a row on the road. The end of the 2011-2012 season ended up, they played here at Bemidji, actually, and won a pair of games, split at Minnesota, and then lost two of three in the WCHA playoffs at Denver. Last time Wisconsin played six in a row on the road in the regular season was the 1999-2000 campaign at St. Cloud, the College Hockey Showcase, and then at Colorado College. Hasn't happened all that much. I know that back in the 1927-28 campaign, Wisconsin opened with six straight road games at Marquette, at Houghton School Mines. They played two. Played the Wausau Hockey Club two in a row, and then the Oshkosh Hockey Club two in a row. Off the draw, the Badgers won. DeSaint Fowle gained the line and quickly snapped one off, trying to surprise goaltender Matias Scholl. But Scholl made the stop, dropped the puck, but then covered. And so a faceoff to his left. Badgers shorthanded for another 36 seconds. And one thing about Scholl, while he's made some nice stops, he's leaving rebounds there.
He is, and I guarantee the coaching staff addressed the guys in their mission and told them to make sure you're going hard to the net on everything because the pucks are coming out of his glove and off of him and kind of laying around.
Silly won another faceoff. Badgers played it deep, and now Bemidji State has the puck and will come out of its own end. 24 seconds left on the power pull. Pass ahead, Bison, left-handed centerman, scoots it past Palatichuk, takes a hit from Kerr. Far wing wall now. Puck pops free. Wisconsin's Palatichuk, patient, got it up on end and couldn't clear it off the glass cleanly. But now DeSaint Fowle able to chip it ahead. DeSaint Fowle left wing looking to shoot right off the head of Scholl, who then shakes his head and his helmet comes down. It looked like the strap that connects his helmet popped free. Scholl with a head save on a snapshot by Matthew DeSaint Fowle with Cilia crashing center of the ice.
And it was a good play by Bemidji. I actually think it might have been Anthony Kerr when I saw it, but I could be totally wrong on that. But a Bemidji player, again, controlling in front of the net and keeping the Wisconsin Badger away from the rebound, which in this case it wouldn't have mattered anyway with the mask coming off the goaltender Scholl.
Stopped 18 of 19 shots so far as Matias Scholl from Hermosa Beach, California. He played last Saturday in the exhibition against Minnesota, played the first period, only faced four shots, stopped them all. Wisconsin wins the draw, Stramel to Vorlicki, and Wisconsin's back at full strength. Daniel Lotch out on the ice, Sam Stang with Lucius and Stramel. Stang tried to hold the zone, but triple teamed on the near wall. Beavers come ahead with it, Martin, they're onside. Martin shoots one well wide. From the left wing wall, a bouncing shot that comes to the near boards. Vorlicki applies pressure to Polkamp. Martin tried to hit the cutting Ludeman on the right wing, intercepted by Vorlicki. Held in by Carter Jones. Loose on the wall. Stramel calmly found Stang. Muffed the puck, otherwise Lucius could have had a breakaway. Here's Lodge. Badgers onside. Lodge will scoop it down deep. Lucius couldn't get there. Came free. Stang. Point. Lodge. Now Stang again. Career game number 100, and Sam had his pocket pick. Martin with a partial breakaway coming in on McClellan. Tried to go five hole with a backhand, and McClellan put his pads together and made the stop. Boy, he's stopped four breakaways in three games this season.
And he's so calm each time he does it. Not very little movement. The shooter's making the first move, and he's just right there.
Puck spun around to the Bemidji zone, held by Cleveland. Lucius had it crawl off his stick. Now hustling after it, Bisonen beat Lucius to the puck. Left wing drop pass intended for Rode. He fires one, but Fitzgerald got his stick in the way. Bantle had his head down. Good play by Bisonen to work it off his stick, but now Wisconsin's got possession again. Cleveland to center, Bantle deflects. Are they going to call icing? They will on Wisconsin. 17:52 left in the second period. Badgers won, and the Bemidji State Beavers won.
Break right here might do the Badgers good this last minute or so. There was a couple of turnovers in the offensive end that created some offense for Bemidji State, so a good time to reset everything and regain your composure here a sec.
Jake McLean out of North Vancouver, British Columbia, played junior hockey in the NAHL with Bismarck and in the USHL with Waterloo last season. Played 5 years of juniors, did the 22-year-old McLean, who lost the faceoff in the Wisconsin zone. Bantle tried to clear, flubbed it, kept alive by Quinn, rolled to the left corner. Cleveland ducks underneath McLean. Puck taken back by Bantle with Dante Lawson in his hip pocket. Badgers still can't clear. Off-balance shot hit Lawson. The Bemidji State forward right in front of the Badgers net. Quinn had it knifed off his stick by Fitzgerald. Jugnauth ties up Lawson. Behind the net now, Tyson comes out of there with it, looks for open ice and clears it up to center ice. 17:10 to go here in the second period. 1-1 Wisconsin and Bemidji State in the Icebreaker Invitational. Tomorrow night at Engelstad Arena in Grand Forks for the Wisconsin-North Dakota rivalry. Finally resuming for the first time since 2018. Good work below the goal line by Dante Lawson. Frees it out to the point. Shot blocked. Ricochet came to Lawson and he pushed it just wide. Again, the defenseman Fulmer. His shot blocked by Bantle. Long shift for Carson Bantle and for Jugnauth for that matter. Tassi ties up Judding. Go ahead.
I'll say the Badgers have been pinned in their own zone, which is why this shift's been long for everyone.
Tassi can't catch the pass off the near side boards from Jugnauth. Again, he needs a break but remains on the ice. Bemidji dumps it in. After it is Judding. Oh, he throws one in front. Ricochet off a Badger stick and then off the left pad of McClellan. Almost an own goal. Here comes Cilia now. Left wing Tassi gains the line, spins to his right. Got knocked down by the defenseman. Jack Powell, senior from Alexandria, Minnesota, seeing his first action tonight. And he just iced the puck. Faceoff back in the Bemidji State zone. 16:07 left, second period. It's 1-1. Badgers 17 shots on goal in the opening period. They have two in a little less than 4 minutes here in the second.
Bemidji's turned this period a little bit. They've gotten probably more offensive zone time than they did the first whole period.
Yeah. Stramel wins the draw. Dexheimer down the right wing wall. Chipped it to the corner and gave chase. Spun it around now. Palatichuk has to pinch in, but pinched in maybe a bit too late. Jopie's got it. Two on one potentially. Cross ice pass intended for Irie. Broken up by Charlie Stramel on the back check. Nice job. Now here comes Whitelaw with speed. One on one with Polkamp. Whitelaw cuts to the high slot on his backhand. Follow away shot was well high and wide. Dexheimer, though, with it for Wisconsin. Off-balance shot. That ricocheted off something back behind the cage. Gobbled up by Wisconsin's DeSaint Fowl. DeSaint Fowl with the puck. Tried to spin it back deep under the stick of Jopie, who couldn't control. Judding's now got it, and little time and space for him. Taps it off to Jopie. Did he gain the red line? They say yes. Bemidji needs a change. Boy, I like the way DeSaint Fowl, Fitzgerald, and Whitelaw have played together.
Yeah, Whitelaw made a good, smart play. The last one, he got the zone. It was a shot on goal, but it was just as much. Got the puck down deep.
Yeah.
Wisconsin, I think Bemidji State's adjusted a little bit. They've been putting a lot more pressure inside the blue line.
Lucius catches it center. Tried to flip it off the wall for himself right wing, but it was intercepted by Bemidji. Now the Beavers lose the puck. Badgers dumping in. Lucius with forechecking pressure, but Jones finds himself with it. Clangs it off the glass out to center. Badgers have had to double shift their centerman with the injury to Owen Lindmark in the opening period. Stang with Lucius. Here's Lucius. Toe pole is shot from the left wing. Blocker save made by Scholl. Now Lodge throws one in front of the net. Ricocheted free. Lucius got it. Left wing. Tried to protect and find an outlet. Lucius tied up near side by Oshison. Kerr down the wall. Can he hold the zone? No. Martin hands it off far side Jones, and he'll throw it out to the Badger blue line. Right there was Lodge. Headmans to Stang. Now here's Cilia. Cuts to his right across the line. Sends it to the corner. Flamang there. Took a big shoulder from Cilia. Knocked him down, and they're going to call Cilia for a penalty. Cilia had possession of the puck when he put his shoulder into Flamang, I thought. And Flamang went hard into the corner wall off balance. I don't know how that's a penalty if Cilia had possession of the puck.
I think he put it deep into the corner, tried to shield the Bemidji State player, and got a little too physical for their official's liking. Got called for the interference penalty. And Badgers will go on the penalty kill here.
All right. Say interference, I believe, is the call.
Yep,
on Cilia.
That's pretty signaled anyway, the official.
5:48. Third power play of the night for Bemidji. 0 for 2 so far. 1-1 game here at the Sanford Center. They win the draw. Sadasari throws it far side. Polkamp fires it back to Sadasari. Too hot to handle. Fitzgerald getting some help now from Kerr. Puck squirts ahead, and Fitzgerald with it. Three on two shorthanded. Fitzgerald cuts right wing, shoots one, and it went off of Scholl, the goaltender. Ricochet to the far side. Fitzgerald wipes out. Bemidji will go get the puck. A nice stick handling move by Fitzgerald, working left wing, cutting to the high slot. Little off balance when he shot from the right wing, but the Badgers had two men going to the net shorthanded. Bemidji will rim it around to the right wing and Jones. Oh, he lost it. Horbach from behind snuck in there. Him and Stang now a three-on-two with Lodge. Right wing Horbach. He shoots one and missed the cage. Off the end board, Stang holds. Finds Horbach low left, but he couldn't handle the pass. Stang on the penalty kill with Horbach with Lindmark injured. And now here comes Bemidji State's Sadasari. Hands back to Polkamp and Bemidji will change. 13:05 to go, second period. A 1-1 game. Still 50 seconds left on the Bemidji power play. Pass ahead for Judding. Catches up to it and scoops it into the corner. Forlicky first there. Able to get enough of it to Lodge, who protects the puck. Tried to throw it up the middle. Intercepted. Shot by Lope. Broken up. Wisconsin's Fitzgerald with a chance on a breakaway. Catches up to the puck right down the middle. He tries to slide it. Five hole. And Scholl made the stop and poked it to the near side. Oh, both goaltenders have stopped breakaways here tonight.
And both of them made it look easy. That one, Scholl didn't move much. Fitzgerald tried to get him to open up on the way and slide it through his legs, and he stood his ground, had his pads down.
Fitzgerald scored a couple of goals in four games against Bemidji State as a freshman last season. Here's a wrister right wing, stopped by McClellan, trying to find the rebound and bring it back so he could cover. Finally did, and a faceoff to come with 12 seconds left on the Bemidji power play. Still 1-1, 12:24 left in the second.
That was such a long breakaway, too. A shot block up inside the blue line, and you knew it was going to get there eventually. It was two Beavers following Christian Fitzgerald up the ice. He finally got it. Didn't have a chance to make a great move because he felt the traffic, but got a good shot off.
Stramel on the penalty kill with the Lindmark injury. Stramel lost the draw and then tried to get out on Polkamp to block the shot. Did not, but McClellan saw it cleanly and made the stop. Another faceoff to the right of the Badgers netminder. Stramel again against Jackson Judding. Stramel leans in. Kicked out by Judding. Nice play to Polkamp to the left wing. Bisonen couldn't handle it. Flamang then, his errant pass, almost picked off. Polkamp with it now. Right wing, it's Bisonen. Badgers back at full strength. Cross-ice pass, loafed, mishandles. Juggling puck handled now by Horbach. Right wing, tried to push it ahead to Cilia, who's out of the box, heading towards the net. Didn't get through to him, and now the Badgers possess again. Horbach, little stutter step move. Sauce pass ahead, hoping for Whitelaw. Picked up by Horbach. Long-range shot kicked out by Scholl. Here's a chip shot by Dexheimer, deflected near corner. And then it's Whitelaw trying to go cross ice. That went off the stick and all the way back Wisconsin's way. 11:40 and counting down in the second. 1-1 game. Finley passes through the slot, trying to hit either Whitelaw or Stramel, and didn't connect. And now dumped in by Lawson for Bemidji. The freshman line here for the Beavers. Lawson, McLean, and Quinn left to right. Two Badgers. Three Badgers, three Beavers on the near wall. Pulled free by Quinn to the corner he goes. Fires one off the side of the net and then took a pretty good hit from Brady Cleveland. Badgers picked up their physicality last weekend. A little bit more physical than we had seen in the last few years. That's the MO of Mike Hastings' club. Attack, pace, and take the body. Here's Cilia, slot, Bantle back to the net, turnaround, backhand shot stopped by Scholl, squirts free, Jugnov finds it open, Cilia straight away, his shot partially blocked by Quinn, came to the near corner, Cilia follows it up there, out to the left point, Jugnov fends off Quinn to the corner, Cilia in front, redirected, Bantle, Scholl stopped it, where's the puck, still loose, it's back behind the net, Bantle finds Jugnov, his shot off the stick of Quinn. Oh, the Beavers battling and really collapsing around their net. Now the defenseman Wolf tied up by Bantle. Near steal, loose puck left circle, bouncing around a bit. Quinn grabbed it, dropped it. And now DeSaint foul from behind, slows him down, knocks him down. Badgers go to get the puck for Licky. Headman's left wing Bantle. Bantle protects, turns towards the wall. No look pass for Tassie. Didn't get to him. Picked up now DeSane. Foul shoots one short side. Actually, low left. Tried to go far side and missed. Now in the slot. DeSane foul. His shot blocked again. Loose puck in front. Scholl on his belly. Tassie there, too, scrambling for it. And the goaltender for Bemidji finally covers and gets a whistle. Oh, the Beavers were backpedaling into their own zone for the last couple of minutes, but the Badgers can't snap the tie. It's 1-1, 9:52 left in the second. We'll return in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you by Ho-Chunk Nation. With over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. Wisconsin won, Bemidji State won. Badgers have outshot the Beavers on goal 28-10. They've had all kinds of chances.
It was Bemidji got their 10th on the last power play they had. It was 21-10 at that point. It's 7th straight for Wisconsin. May have been all in that last shift.
Silly out with Finley and with Horbach right now. Again, Mike Hastings juggling his lines with the injury to Owen Lindmark, who has not returned since the first period contact. Cilia with it, own zone, flings it off the glass but not out. Held in by Rode, now Horbach in a stick battle far wall, and it's chopped out to center, and Loft now has it for Bemidji State. Loft playing in his 138th collegiate game, second most games among active players in the NCAA behind T.J. Lloyd of Alaska. Here's Wisconsin on the rush. Onside, Cilia protects. Off, holds off. Polkamp, loose in front. Chopped at by Finley. Scholl was down on his right side. Got his pad down. And now a big melee right in front of the Bemidji net as Cilia got crushed down to the ice. Wow. They've had chance after chance. And Scholl finding ways to keep the puck out of the back of his net.
That one dropped down. Finley, I believe it was, standing right in front of the net. He was the first one to find it, battling right real close in. The goaltender Scholl had his right pad down and kept it out. And then when all cleared, he picked up Jack Horbach's stick, chucked it in the corner, picked up the puck, chucked that in the corner.
And now it looks like Leighton Rhodes going to take a seat in the penalty box. So will Wisconsin's Horbach. Coincidental minors at 10:49. So Rode gets a holding penalty. And Horbach a slash. So we'll skate 4-on-4 for the next couple of minutes. Badgers' only goal tonight was 4-on-4. That came about 2.5 minutes into the first period. Joe Polatichuk from David Cilia and Matthew DeSane Foul. DeSane Foul's out there right now with Whitelaw, Dexheimer. And Polatichuk, it looks like it is. Bemidji counters with Yuri Vaisanen. Polkamp's out there. Let's see who else is out there. Oh, there's Adam Flamang. And the other defenseman, Patrick Sautasaari. So again, 4-on-4 for the next couple of minutes. 30-10 now. Shots on goal in favor of Wisconsin. Badgers fired 89 shots on goal last weekend in the sweep of Augustana. Bemidji won the defensive zone faceoff. DeSane Foul applying pressure. But Polkamp works his way free. Flamang now has it. Flamang with Vaisanen. left wing with Palatichuk in his way. Vaisanen shot one that went wide. Now a centering pass off the body of Vaisanen. Taps it to the corner for himself. Vaisanen double-teamed out to the point, but too far, and Polkamp has to backpedal, and Bemidji State has to regroup. 8:40 left here in the second. A 1-1 game in game one of the Icebreaker Invitational. It was 1-1 North Dakota and Army. First period in Grand Forks in their game, with Army coming here tomorrow night, Wisconsin playing in Grand Forks. That'll be a 6 o'clock faceoff tomorrow night, by the way, on the Badger Sports Network. Here's Palatichuk now. Drop pass left wing, Whitelaw. Spins and protects from Martin. Drops it back left wing, Fitzgerald. Whitelaw, wrister, and stopped by Scholl. It's behind him, and then he taps it with his stick back to his glove hand. Whistle blew, and then the Badgers' Fitzgerald smashed it into the back of the net after the whistle.